AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire in Baltimore. More than 2,500 people pack a church for the funeral for Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old man who died a week after suffering a spinal cord injury after being taken into custody by police. Billy Murphy, attorney for Gray's family, told the crowd that the gathering is not only to honor Gray.
You know, most of us are not here because we knew Freddie Gray. But we're all here because we know lots of Freddie Grays.
Six police officers have been suspended since Gray's death. Police say a report on the investigation into his death will be delivered to the state attorney's office on Friday. Loretta Lynch has been sworn in as the nation's top law enforcement officer, taking the oath as attorney general this morning. Lynch says her goal is for a system that works for everyone.
We can imbue our criminal justice system with both strength and fairness for the protection of both the needs of victims and the rights of all.
The 55-year-old Lynch was confirmed by the Senate last Thursday. She replaces Eric Holder, who left the position on Friday after serving as Attorney General for 6 years. Opening statements expected today in James Holmes' murder trial in Colorado. Holmes admits to killing 12 people, wounding dozens of others, when he opened fire on a theater full of people in Aurora nearly 3 years ago. Larry Trujillo, whose daughter Taylor survived the attack, says the trial opens old wounds.
Well, I would have loved to have seen him just get life in prison and move on with our lives, and I think it'd take a lot of heartache away. And again, that's easy for me to say because I have my daughter right now.
Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 2, while the NASDAQ has lost 24, and the S&P is down 4. This is AP Radio News. UN is holding a conference on finding ways to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
Speaking for the non-aligned countries, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif made no direct reference to his country's negotiations over its nuclear future. He opened the conference by describing growing alarm over plans by the nuclear weapon states not to eliminate them, but to modernize and upgrade them.
In this regard, we strongly call for the complete exclusion of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons from military doctrines.
Zarif also reminded delegates the treaty entitles every country to control the fuel cycle for peaceful use of nuclear power. Warren Levinson, New York.
The earthquake that struck Nepal on Saturday has claimed more than 4,000 lives, but one expert says it may not have been the big one that's expected in that part of the world. Hari Kumar, who works on earthquake risks for Geohazards International, says we were expecting an 8 magnitude to happen along the Himalayas. This is not it. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.